The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Wake up, doo-doo.
Welcome to the
Rush
Idol
Shower Renegade.
Martin,
coming at ya.
All right, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast.
I Don't Get It podcast.
I'm Ashley I, and I'm here with my sister, Lauren Alexandra Iconetti. Today, I have a cold, so please pardon my nasal-sounding voice.
You sound so snobby.
Do I? Apparently, sound really snobby with my nose clogged, as I've been told on my Instagram live chats. Anyway, so we were really having like some brain farts when it came to coming up with today's topic. But we've been watching a lot of Titanic things. I watched Titanic yesterday. It's my favorite movie. You don't even know. Like, I can't stand it when I'm like, it's my favorite movie. Then somebody goes, oh, it's my favorite movie too. No,
it's like,
you don't
no,
get
it's
it.
It's not your favorite movie.
No, it's,
oh,
it's not.
It's,
no, it's no, it's not your favorite movie,
it's
but it
Ashley's
is my favorite movie. So Lauren and I didn't see it.
We didn't see
until
the
summer of 98.
Correct. Because our parents wanted to screen it. They used to screen PG-13 movies before. They let us watch it to make sure there wasn't anything terrible in it. And so they showed it to us on VHS a year and a half later.
Well, I got to see it at a sleepover. I got to see the first, I do believe. Oh no, I know what happened at the sleepover. We had been planning on watching the newly released two VHS edition at the sleepover, but I was like this little kid who really didn't like birthday parties. I was bizarre with birthday parties. I would cry. My mom would have to stay. So I was actually invited.
You would cry?
Yeah, I would cry. Oh, yeah. No, seriously, guys. I used to cry when I left my mom when she dropped me off at birthday parties. I just did not like, I had mad separation
anxiety.
I feel
so bad for mom when you were younger. She couldn't go anywhere alone. She couldn't be alone.
Yeah,
oh.
But think about it. That's how much her daughter loved her and was obsessed with her.
Oh, I would strangle you.
I think I kind of like it. Look, that's the difference.
Yeah, right. Tell mom every day you're going to drop your kids off at her house for months.
Yeah, you're right. Another awkward thing that comes along with puberty is acne, and it doesn't always leave you when you're done with puberty. I've definitely had my bouts of adult acne, but recently I found this really awesome product called BioClarity, and it's been clearing up my skin like crazy. It's a three-step cleansing system, and it fights acne, it minimizes pore size, it reduces redness, it smooths my skin. My skin is so smooth lately. And as an animal lover, I love that it is cruelty-free and vegan. It has this really awesome thing that you don't normally hear about being in acne products, and that is chlorophyll, that green stuff in plants. And this is the ingredient that really is proven to help the redness and the size of the pores and the skin smoothing that we don't normally get with over-the-counter acne products, which are usually really harsh and leave me flaky and red and, ugh, that's the worst. Just because your skin is clear doesn't mean that you like it if it's just peeling off, which is what I find with a lot of benzoyl peroxide products, but BioClarity doesn't have benzoyl peroxide, which I really, really like. And if you are having issues with acne, adult or pubescent, go to bioclarity.com and check out this product. My listeners get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with an 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter my code. So write this down. It's get it. And that is capital G-E-T space I-T. Get it. So go to bioclarity.com, enter my code, get it. And I'd love to hear what you think about this product. It's been great for me so far. Okay. Anyway, back to the story, the sleepover. So I'm supposed to go to this popular girl's party. Okay. She was like popular girl in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And I was like the only not popular girl invited. Aww. Because I feel like the popular crowd in elementary school always wanted you to be one of them. But for some reason, I just kept not participating.
All the popular girls had blonde hair.
They were all sporty soccer players with blonde hair.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. But anyway, so I actually went to this birthday party. It was a sleepover. I decided to go. And I was going to have my mom pick me up at like 10 o'clock and not sleep over because I just thought that would be too much. So
very respectful.
So I had her pick me up at 10. But of course, I wanted to watch the movie and have them start it early. But they didn't pop it in until mom came. And I was like, Mom, they're just going to start Titanic. And she was actually going to let me watch it for some reason. And then it was just too late. So I guess a couple days later, we watched it at home
with mom and dad
on a VHS that they had taped, in which they cut out.
They didn't cut out.
They cut out the hand scene, Lauren. They cut out the hand
scene. They fast forwarded through parts. But guess what? They were fast forwarding through the painting, the drawing part, and the VHS player was in the closet away from the TV, so you couldn't see where you're fast forwarding. So mom pressed play exactly on
her boob.
Kate Winslet's breasts.
Like, it was just a boobie.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, why that was so bad. Like, we were gonna have them eventually.
It wasn't like they were touching each other during that scene. If anything, I think the car scene is a little bit more scandalous at that age, because then I was always questioning. First off, okay, they cut out the scene in our VHS copy of it. So my friends at school were like, they had sex in the car. Okay. Be it, I am 11 years old and I don't really know what goes on and how like sex creates steam or anything. So I'm super confused why I see her hand. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
It must have been hot in there.
I saw her hand, but how do you know that they had sex? Like, I never saw them in the back of a car.
Well, they never showed anything, really.
Not really.
They just showed him at the end, like, when he's like, you're shaking.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I feel like that mom and dad didn't add in. They didn't add that in.
Yeah, we definitely missed that part. But anyway.
Well, anyway, so I was just, like, a really confused kid on the playground talking about Titanic because my parents, well, I didn't know how sex went, nor do I know now, but...
I didn't know what sex was. Like, I didn't know the logistics of sex until end of seventh grade.
Oh, this is a good topic. All right. So first off, I just wanted to introduce to you what the actual topic was going to be, which was childhood feelings of lust and love and how it's so much more magical as a kid.
Like, all you could think about was like Taylor Hanson, like, and you going to the park and like Taylor Hanson and you kissing, and like there was never any downfall to your Taylor Hanson imagination.
Okay.
In scenarios.
But before we get dwell, they come together to make a dwell. And that is my new word. I think it makes sense. So, yeah. So Lauren didn't understand sex for a long time, and I was flabbergasted because, you know, I'm such the expert that I had to tell her. I guess I wasn't going into ninth grade.
Yeah.
That I had to tell you. We were having a sleepover, and Briar legitimately thought at the age of, I don't know, 10, that babies like were fertilized through belly buttons.
No. Okay, well, in sex ed, we, you know, you start sex ed in fifth grade, and they never explicitly say the penis goes inside the vagina. No Which, one has
when you
ever,
do find out about this, it's really scary.
Yeah. And I just remember hearing that, like, well, that'll never happen to me. Like, I was like, I don't have to worry about that. That'll never happen to me.
I don't even think, I think you're right. In fifth and sixth grade, it is so otherworldly
yeah.
that you're just like,
so
that,
exactly.
That must actually, it seems like they're alluding to that, but that must not actually be what it is.
So I thought, like, you know, what's the difference between making out and having sex?
Oh, I remember thinking, like, they were saying that the male puts it in the vagina, right?
I never heard that.
Oh, maybe he puts his finger that has the juice on it in there. That sort of made a little bit more sense.
I always thought, like, you know, you made a baby by heavily making out and rolling around until the end of seventh grade, I think. I think it was seventh grade.
Yeah. I remember when I was in, like, fifth or sixth grade, all this new information is coming at you and you're just so curious about it. So I had a whore friend, you know, not an actual whore friend, but, like, a friend whose parents, no, just in kissing boys in fifth grade.
People kiss boys in fifth grade.
Okay, well, that is not how she found out this knowledge. She just had, like, a mom who was, you know, a little more open with things.
Than our mom.
That's how I'm going to describe it nicely. And she knew all about periods and tampons and stuff. So we would go underneath the playground, like, underneath the equipment, and sit in the mulch and just talk about, like, how tampons get up there and, like, all this other sexy stuff, because it was just mind-boggling, and she had all this knowledge.
There is so much going on in, like, a fifth grader, sixth grader body and mind that I feel like they need to be in a separate school. Like, fifth and sixth grade, when you're getting your period and stuff, you need to be segregated from, like, the first graders running around.
That I agree with that. Like, what a whole different world you're living in. Like we said last week, that's when, like, pubic hair starts coming in a little bit, or at least if you're Italian. So, actually, speaking of periods, we should talk about our first periods and how it all circles back to Titanic.
It ties in so well.
I got my period for the first time when I was 12, or was I 11?
I think you were 11.
I think I was 11.
Were you in fifth grade?
I was going into sixth grade. Okay. It was the summer going into sixth grade, 11. So I was 11. We were going to see Titanic the musical at the Kennedy Center, and I just went into my mom's room and I go, Mom, I think I got my period. It was brown and gross.
How long did you wait until, like, you told Mom after, like, seeing it happen?
Legitimately, I pulled my pants up and I go, let's go tell Mom.
You tell yourself, well, let's get together and tell Mom. And
I was like, what is this? It was brown and chunky, right? Yeah. It didn't look like blood at all. And, like, to this day, I very rarely have had a period that ever looked like my first period. And then I remember the second day of having it. First off, let's paint the picture a little bit more. I was wearing a rose dress. Like, it was burgundy. It had cap sleeves. And then I had to wear a chunky pad underneath it for the first time. And I was just like, this is not how I want Jack Dawson to think of me.
I could tell you smelled a little different that day.
No, I didn't.
You had a different aura about you, and she didn't tell me.
Sadness, Lauren. You didn't know what it was then. You definitely didn't know what a period was then.
Really?
For some reason, I never told you about
what... No, I did know, because Lorne Williams said that you bleed from your vagina when you get older.
Really?
When I was, like, in kindergarten, and I was like, what?
This is a secret that society keeps from little kids for a long time for some reason. I think they figure out about, like, what sex is generally before they figure out that, like, blood comes out of vaginas every month.
Yep. And why you bleed every month.
Like, I learned what a period was maybe a year, a year and a half before I actually had a period.
Yeah,
and
you needed a lot more preparation than that.
I know. What a horrifying thought. There's going to be blood that comes out of you. It's really scary.
My first period was red bloody murder.
Yeah, I heard. I remember.
Yeah, I've heard your story a couple times.
Yeah.
Well,
tell them what you wore that day to school.
So, like, I had It was sixth grade, and
it was November
2002. Yeah. And guess who was all the rage on the charts? Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
So I had my, I went to Hot Topic, got my Avril Lavigne pants for Halloween that year.
They were so tiny on the waist and just gigantic. Huge. Around everywhere huge. Else.
So I, the only time my mom was like, you can wear them was on Halloween to be Avril Lavigne. And so I was like, well, mom, since I had this huge pad on, I guess I'm going to just have to wear my big Avril Lavigne pants to school. And I guess, like, as a consolation prize for becoming a woman, I got to wear my Avril Lavigne pants, and it was quite embarrassing. Everyone's like, oh my God, why are you wearing those? I'm like, I got my period. Shh.
All right. So wait, how did you tell mom?
I always like got ready in mom's bathroom when I was in sixth grade because, you know, I was putting my makeup on because I wasn't a fucking adult. And I just walked out of her little bathroom and I was like, mom, I got my period. Or no, I go, mom, I think I got my period.
I think I already heard
because
too.
It's like, well, why else would you be?
You had bright red blood.
I remember
I woke up,
I rubbed my eyes, I peed and I wiped. And then on there was like, I haven't had a red period like that since.
Well, I'll always remember actually the second day of my first period. We were doing cartwheels in the guest room on the blue mat for some reason. And
the blue mat, the infamous blue mat.
Yeah, we used to just do cartwheels and then play, I'm not even joking you, Don Henley's in a New York Minute.
Oh my God, we
it
did.
Was our cartwheels song.
Oh my God, we did.
We like really set the mood. It was really nostalgic. And I was profusely bleeding that day. I was soaking up like a pad each hour of just straight red blood. And I was like, this is how it is going to be for the next 40 years, you know?
Yep. That's it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What was that? So Lauren and I were both scared of tampons for a long time. This is what I was thinking of before.
Oh, okay.
I was really scared of tampons for a very long time, and so was Lauren. When did you start using them regularly? In college.
Right after her finger was put up there.
Okay,
I figured,
so
I
same
guess
here.
I can right. handle a tampon. So I guess I was like I was a sophomore. In high school or junior?
No, you didn't even start using it until you were in college.
What the hell? Okay, I guess it was like after a penis was inside of me.
I'm not even kidding you. I think you didn't start until a penis was inside you.
Yeah. Okay, so a penis was inside me. So like the middle of junior year. Which is still crazy to be wearing a pad that long. Could try wearing a pad right now. You wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, so should I make the confession? That I didn't start wearing tampons until I was 26. Wait, was I 25 or 26? It was 26.
Good God.
I cannot even wear a pad to bed, you know,
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Yeah.
I can't fathom ever buying a pack ever again.
I see these commercials. I'm like, who the fuck are buying these?
Yeah, who are those people?
Who are these people?
Who are you out there? And then
maybe I guess I know the response we're gonna get is for people who bleed through their tampons and they need the extraness.
Well, I understand bleeding through a tampon and then having a panty liner.
Yeah,
but not a whole pad. Ugh. So anyway, I started using them at 26 after I had a finger in me. This is not the most embarrassing thing ever.
Like, well, the finger go there.
Yeah, I figured.
But then you're scared to pull it out because it expands.
Well, okay, let's clarify here for a second. I would use them if I really needed to. Like, if I were going to the pool, if I were on a cruise.
It would just take her like 15 minutes. It literally took her like an hour. She's like, it's going. I'm like, just shove it up there!
I would lie on the bathroom floor of cruises and stuff because those are the only times I really needed to. And I'd be like, I think it's halfway. And then I was like, oh no, backtrack. It came out. It hurts. And now, you know, obviously it takes like 10 seconds at most.
It should take less than
okay, fine. Lauren, one. It can take five two, seconds. I don't know.
Three.
Okay, fine.
It takes.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the whole process of like taking one out and putting one in and taking one out and putting one in.
Okay, everyone. Anyway. Anyway.
Anyway. It's quite ridiculous. So whatever. I used them when I had to, but I didn't start regularly using them until I was like, oh, if I can go up there, I think this can go up there. Okay. So speaking of hormones and periods and breast buds, Lauren had quite the breast bud story.
My breast buds hurt so bad. My mom would take me to the pediatrician like Lauren a couple times.
Lauren asked to go to the pediatrician because her nipples hurt. But let's be real. Even I was like 12 or 13 and I was like, this is so silly. She's just like forming boobs. And my mom's taking her like nipple pain so seriously.
Okay, it wasn't a nipple pain. It was a breast bud, Ashley, and it hurt.
Yeah, a breast
so
bud. Everybody has it. It's
that.
Like the formation of
I get
new
that.
Boobies.
I get that, but Mom didn't make me feel I didn't ask
to
go to the doctor, I don't think.
You did.
I said, can I go to the doctor so
I
they can touch my breast buds?
You did. Like, everybody was concerned, and I was like, Mom, this
did yours hurt really bad?
Silly. Yeah, they hurt, like, in fourth or fifth grade. But the funny thing is, now, you guys, Lauren has weird boobs.
No breast buds.
Really weird. For somebody who had, like, such hard, tissue-y
something happened to my
nipples.
Body after puberty. I was a sexual puberty girl. Like, I had the biggest titas, and, like, I was all womanly, and then something happened, and all of my femininity went away.
It's actually bizarre. Okay, I just want to say that if you squeeze Lauren's boobs, there's nothing in there. It's like squeezing water balloons. Just water balloons. The softest little...
There's nothing hard in it.
Squishy water balloons.
You could squeeze it as hard as you can, and I wouldn't feel a
thing. You could squeeze it through. You could almost feel finger to finger.
Yep.
And feel no tissue or no muscle in there.
Yep.
So now if you have a breast cancer, you'll know.
I'll know
right
immediately.
Away.
I can get mammograms like no one's business.
Oh, yeah. She's got no feeling in there.
Anyway.
Anyway, feeling in boobies are another topic. We don't feel in our boobies.
Oh, nipple sensation. I have never had nipple sensation until I got my nipples pierced.
Oh.
And now I have nipple sensation.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I know.
It does nothing for me. Lauren had like this amazing curvy body when she was going through puberty. I'm not even joking. You like full C's,
Scarlett Johansson body. I'm
total Scarlett Johansson body. Like it came in the center, then just so curvilicious and soft, but not fat, just soft and
full
and something like you would see like a Roman architecture, you know, Roman artwork from the Renaissance.
And then I got obsessed with boys, and then I got all malnourished and anxious.
And then she's gone up and down since.
And then it's literally a 1 year I'm fat, 1 year I'm really thin, 1 year I'm fat, 1 year I'm really thin.
All within a healthy range. So let's go back to hormones and feelings and Leo, because if you're a millennial, chances are the first time you felt for a man and maybe you had some thoughts that were impure was probably with Leonardo DiCaprio. This is going to get hard. It's going to get hard because
we're going to get through it together.
We're not really going to be able to articulate these feelings very well.
But I just remember sitting on that. I had a rocky, lazy boy-ish chair that I sat in watching Titanic, and my vagina was warm and tingly. And I looked at Ashley, and I'm like, I wonder if she's feeling this.
Did you really think
that? Yeah, because I was like, I'm feeling it. I think maybe I'm weird.
I think I got more tingly when I was younger than any time.
Oh, yeah. I think that happens. I think once you're... Well, I guess you probably still are tingling. I was going to be like, once
no,
you
Lauren
get...
has a theory.
I have a theory that you are more horny before you have sex. Because I was
tingly.
Pretty tingly as a younger child. And, you know, you'd go over those humps in the car.
Yeah. You know when you go down hills in the car? When you're little, you feel it in your cha-cha.
But now I feel it in my stomach.
people used to like make fun of Lauren because she was really honest about feeling, you know, hills in the road in her cha-cha, because she was like, "Mom, why do I feel in my vagina?"
And I was like, "My vagina tingles,
and
Mom."
And I was like, "Lauren, you're weird." And then meanwhile, I'm thinking, "Me too."
I know, you stupid bitch. She threw me on the bus.
I remember this one time you're like, "Mom, what's gay mean?" I was like, "Lauren's such a dumbass."
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm just asking normal childhood questions. I know. And I used to just
learn them on the playground, and you didn't. Or you'd like confirmation from Mom.
Yeah, like I want facts.
You did.
I learned them on the playground. I brought them home to Mom.
And then Mom did a really bad job.
And my mom was terrible explaining things.
My mom still, like, she's never gave us the talk.
Nope.
She never once said, told us how babies are made. She did give me the period talk. She's like, "Do you know what a period is?"
She threw the American Girl book at us.
And I was like, and I knew what it was, but I didn't want her to think that I was talking too much on the playground. So I said no. And then she's like, "Well, see, when you become, when you go through puberty."
God, oh, I'm gonna God, be so my mom good at was this.
So bad. Lauren is going to give my kids the talk because I'm going to be just as bad as my mom.
Oh, my mom is so bad at it.
But you'll be great.
Yeah, I'm going to give them the facts, like the names, the proper names for things.
Not cha-cha?
No. Your vagina and your clitoris.
Ew, Lauren.
Your clitoris.
Stop it. I don't like clitoris, okay? I like clitoris better.
But it's clitoris.
No, it's either way you want it. It's either way you want it.
I thought it was clitoris.
No. Clitoris. It's a very well-known, you can say it either way.
I didn't know that. I thought people were being silly when they said clitoris.
No. Oh. Ew. Okay. Okay.
I know, like, Jimmy Fallon.
L. All right. Well, we want to go back to Leo making our clitorises tingly. We just keep getting off track because it's just so hard to explain.
When he looks up from that deck of cards, man.
Of course, for you and I, it is different because while I do believe I had those below the belt feelings with him, I think about his warmth. And I think about those scenes where the sun's setting and his blonde hair is like,
oh, I feel just, that too, you know,
wisping over his forehead.
Blue eyes.
And I just felt warmth and love. And I don't know what it is. What is it?
I don't.
It's something that I honestly haven't seen or experienced through another man ever in my life.
Yeah, like I'll see things that remind me of that. And I'll be like, that reminds me of a little bit of Leo. But it won't be the feeling. And then the next, Taylor Hansen, was the same blonde beautifulness over that sand dune and If Only video. Coming out of that RV.
I don't know. I'm looking at my Titanic poster right now, you guys. I have a couple in my apartment. And I'm trying to describe my feelings. I think that when I hear it, my heart will go on. I feel it in my soul and in my heart, how I felt and how I imagined him, like, going through all the barriers to get and save me on the ship.
Okay, I never thought of Titanic that way until I was adult and I came into the movie theater.
Lauren and I have seen... Okay, we really missed this at the beginning of the podcast. What we wanted to tell you is that when we finally did get to watch Titanic on VHS, we watched it from start to finish to start to finish. That would be twice fully each day. Yeah, twice fully each daily when we weren't in school. So I'm not even joking when I say that we've seen it over 100 times. This is not like it's my favorite movie. I've seen it over 100 times. No, it's like I have seen it over 100 times.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Yeah.
One of the moments, probably the moment I'm most sad about never being shown on The Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise, was when Jared decides to take Claire on a date. And then he comes and pulls me aside to explain, you know, that he like maybe wants to explore things with her, but like, don't be too sad, blah, blah, blah. So I knew the way to his heart was through movie quotes. And I said, okay, no big deal. I was like, super cool. And of course they didn't show it to you guys because I was so calm, cool, and collected. And then I went on a reciting tangent where I did a whole scene from Titanic.
In an interview or to Jared?
No, to Jared. Oh my God. I did Kate and Leo. I went back and forth between the voices. And I think it lasted at least 2.5 minutes.
And what was he doing?
And he was just, you know, watching me. And now to this day, I have to watch him in the exact same way as he quotes movies like that all the time. But I knew after that, he was like, oh, I regret asking Claire. He definitely did. He definitely did.
Yeah, I mean, I know he definitely did. But that is so funny. What made you, you're like, Jared, I just want to show you something.
And then it sounds like something I would do in middle school now, like in thinking back on it. I'd be like, this will get him. I'll quote an entire scene from Titanic. I have no idea how I intro'd that.
Jared, I want to show you
something. Jared, I want to show you something. Well, Rose, we've walked about a mile around this boat deck, chewed over how great the weather's been and how I grew up, but I reckon that's not why you came here to talk to me. Well, it was everything.
Okay.
I know what you must be thinking. Poor little rich girl. What does she know about misery? No, that's not what I was thinking at all. What I was thinking was, what could have happened to this girl to make her feel like there was no way out? Well, it was everything. It was my whole world and all the people in it. The inertia of my life plunging before me, powerless to stop it. Whoa, you would have gone straight to the bottom. 500 invitations have gone out. All of Philadelphia society will be there. And all the while, I feel like I'm standing in the middle of a crowded room screaming at the top of my lungs and no one even looks up.
All right.
Do you love him?
Yeah.
So that continued for at least another 2 minutes. But I think that's when Jared's really started to get to know me as a person.
Simultaneously watching Titanic, I had a real crush. I had a real, real life crush that made me feel the exact same way.
On Ben Campa?
And Ben Campa.
Can we say, I think Ben Campa is totally fine with being acknowledged on this podcast. Fine. Yeah.
I mean, he was my first, third, and sixth grade class. Oh, but sixth grade was a good year for our relationship. Because, you know, AIM was really prevalent and he never liked me. It wasn't good. But like, I got to like talk about it more and have like subliminal away messages for him. And then I got an email from one of my friends saying, just so you know, Ben will never like you. He told me so.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I'm not gonna throw her under the bus.
Was it Kelsey?
It was not Kelsey.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So simultaneously,
and I listened to Avril Lavigne. Da, 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 da. Okay, that was
Lauren loved that song. What did it go? Things I'll never say because she's never related harder because she just had all these ooey gooey feelings and she would just never express them. Simultaneously, I don't think I had anyone outside Leo. Surprisingly, I've always liked these really outrageous, out of reach characters. And then there was Justin Timberlake. And that summer that I discovered them was just sweet, sweet air. Sweet summer air.
It was delicious.
Where I didn't take my headphones off all day long. I had the little ones that wrapped around the back of your head. And I had a yellow Walkman. And I just was again and again and again. And then I would go under the water in the pool. And then I'd look up with my goggles in my earplugs and all that. And I would just like imagine... Yeah, I used to have, nose plug. My nose plug. And then I would just like imagine them in the water. I know this is the weirdest thing.
No, it's not weird. I did that all the time.
I imagined them in the water. And then in one day I knew that I would come up from the water. And then I'd like feel Justin's body being my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like he'd be there and I'd be like 16 and stunning.
Yeah.
And he'd be 23, which was totally fine. And which was totally fine in my head
by legal standards.
we would just be the hottest, and it would happen. Like one day, Justin Timberlake would walk into my backyard.
Well, that's how you achieve greatness. You know, it you is. Just believe.
I
mean,
I've had things like this where I summon the one that I want.
Yeah.
By just positive thinking. I do truly believe in that.
Yeah.
But
what stopped your imagination and your wonderful feelings, you think?
I don't know. Isn't that the greatest question?
Like, at what point did everything stop being magical and daydreaming?
She doesn't mean directly to me. She means, like, in general.
In general.
For me, I think it's actually, like, as things become more real, as things, like, start happening in real life, like, mm-hmm. those dreams, like, start actually happening, and then you didn't plan for when the dream actually happened.
I'm trying to think. Huh.
You know what I mean? Because, like, in both of our experiences, we've, like, gotten guys that we have dreamt of kind of having.
Yeah.
But then once it actually happens,
then you got to face like the, then you have to, now I got to text him.
Exactly. Now I have to text him. Now I have to actually and make like, this a relationship.
Wait, this isn't like equal love and I have to really work for it. And he's not just going to come out of the swimming pool.
Totally. Another thing, while I'm looking at my Titanic poster right now, I just have to add that I'm going to add this and edit it in back.
Okay.
I used to have conversations with Kate and Leo. Like when I went to bed,
I remember this.
I used to think in my head, like, hey, Leo, like, what's up? Like, how's Kate tonight? And then he'd be like, she's over doing her makeup by the vanity. And I was like, where are you guys going? And like, it would just be like this huge dialogue of like Kate and Leo's night in my head. And they were my friends. And then I'd like go to school and I swear I'd like kiss them and I'd be like, bye, Kate. Bye, Leo. I'll see you when I get back from school. Like they like lived a life inside my poster.
That is awesome. That is an imagination that does not exist anymore.
No, not at all. And I used to be just daydreaming in general, even in my 20s. But I do think that once a certain level of dreams are achieved, you're like,
or
oh, I'm
reality.
Kind of
reality. It doesn't have to be dreams.
No, right. But it's kind of like if you're living your dream, it's a lot harder than just this, just the daydream of making it.
Yeah, that's true. But also if you're knocked down so many times in creating those.
I feel like I'm not normally knocked down.
I feel like some people are. And then that's when stop. Their childhood imagination and like whimsicalness ends.
So you're just basically saying that my life has been a fantasy dream come true.
Yeah, exactly.
Virgin at 28, which is a fantasy life.
It's what you've always dreamed for your life.
Yeah.
And like how crazy when we were younger, we were thinking like, yeah, we'll get married at 22.
Oh, or, yeah. I remember a conversation that I had freshman year. I said at 18 that I planned on being married by 23.
Like, where the fuck were our heads at?
I don't know.
Did we do math? Like,
how freaking nuts is that? Who would I have married at 23? So Lauren and I, when we were younger, had a simultaneous crush on this assistant basketball coach of hers. He gave me all of the feelings. He was the first person I really contemplated, like, doing things with. What, you? I was in eighth grade? Was I in eighth grade?
I was in eighth grade.
Oh, shit.
You were?
I was a junior. So, yeah, okay, about that time.
Yeah, that's normal.
So I got his AIM, his screen name.
How did you get that?
And we were talking a little bit on AIM, but, like, then I'd see him in real life, and we wouldn't even acknowledge each mm-hmm. other. Like,
me either.
How bizarro is that? Like, what kind of world is it that you can talk online, and then you see each other in real life, and you have no idea? Like, you just don't.
Like, you're telling some dark secrets on AIM, yeah. And then you just pretend like you don't even know them.
It's so weird. Does that happen these days, you think?
Probably.
Yeah. It's definitely no different than just mm-hmm. texting and then seeing
like snapping,
somebody.
Yeah.
So I guess when we were talking on AIM, we were talking about meeting up sometime. And mm-hmm. that was the first thing I thought of was like how far I'd let him go.
You also have never kissed someone at this point.
Yeah,
so.
I had not. So that was like really scary. Really, really terrifying, but uh-huh. also in the most exhilarating way.
Yeah. Oh, that was so exciting.
Like my entire body had feeling just like this rush of some rush of hormones, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, those hormones are good. If only we had them today.
Yeah, I know. Where'd I think you should probably get them when you're in your 20s. I guess you wouldn't be very productive. For me, I think it'd be a great time to have them.
Yeah.
Because that way your brain's developed and now you know how to control them better. Then wouldn't that make sense?
It's just being horny, I guess, but it turns out
it's not.
It's just not as fun just
it's
to be
not
horny.
Being horny, Lauren. It's about like having so, it's such an electric shock in your mind. Right? You're not just feeling things in your vagina.
No way.
You're feeling things all over your body.
I know, and it was great, but I honestly can't articulate it or even know how to go about feeling those again.
Exactly. I don't think I'm ever going to feel that again, the way that I felt about that assistant basketball coach.
And then and that's
because as
weird.
Much as like the, like say the three people that I've really had feelings for in the past 2 years, as much as I've liked them so much, there is no way that I had that weird rush.
There's way too much thinking involved. Way too much reality. Way too much reality.
So that's what kills the childhood.
Like
is
when,
just
I,
realizing
when you're like in a
life.
When you have a crush and you're like 8th grade, you're not thinking of it ending. You've never thought of it ending. You just think of how great it's going to be when you do all these cute things together. But when I'm in a relationship now, I just only think about the end. Or like how it could go wrong.
Well, you should never think about that. And I think that's one of your biggest problems is that you're so focused on the end. But I think my biggest focus is how to like get to commitment.
That's for sure a problem.
Right?
That is a problem.
There's just so much more pressure these days that it takes the magic out. But maybe we should just live the way we did when we were younger and things would just work out. That frenzy. If anything, I'd call it a frenzy.
It's a frenzy. We're chickens with our heads cut off.
But I think of, when I think of the word frenzy, I think of Twilight. And he always said that like a frenzy would come over him.
Well, that's, I kind of felt a frenzy watching Twilight.
Yeah, you know what? The last time I may have had these feelings may have been in 2008,
yes.
Watching Twilight for the first time. I think that Twilight, I was what, 20 when the first one came out?
Uh-huh.
And that's probably about when that rush starts getting leaving your body.
Yeah.
And I think that really ignited it or reminded me of how it felt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I completely concur. More and I would go get fangs and wear them to school. I mean, that's a frenzy.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Another thing I'm thinking about is like madly, truly, deeply.
Truly, madly, deeply.
Truly, madly, deeply?
Yeah.
By Savage Garden is a song that really makes you feel the feelings of childhood.
Uh-huh. I was in that water with Leo and we were on top of a fucking mountain.
I know.
But like
he had his little boy chest on you.
But when you're picturing this happening in your childhood mind, you're picturing an adult you.
Totally.
You're not thinking like, my bangs are going to be on top of the mountain.
No. I had a very well-developed image of myself as a really sexy, very all-American looking teenager.
Yep.
Who Justin Timberlake used to drop off on the porch steps. And Lucy used to bark in my imagination when Justin would drop me off. And then like he kissed me at the door. And then I just walk upstairs and nobody would ask like how my date went.
Because it was just so normal.
I
for
was
Justin
just
to be dropping
such
you off.
An adult. And
part of my imagination in dreaming when I was younger was actually Justin dropping Ashley off and me being the little sister there.
Really?
Yeah, I would dream about that all the time. Because she would be so convincing that it was going to happen. That I'd be like, well, what am I going to do? I guess I'll just wait for her to come home. And then I'll be like, the little sister. And I'll be like, how was my older sister's date? You know, like Olga Pataki.
Yeah.
And Helga Pataki. And that, and then that has never happened.
Yeah. Like, there was never a boy who dropped me off at the house.
And then I'm like, how was it?
Yeah.
Never.
No. We used to have this thing during sleepovers. My friend was really good at painting pictures of romantic scenarios.
Who did that?
Briar.
Oh, okay.
So she would describe how Justin would like hold my body as we were at a like an arcade or something or a carnival, and he would help me shoot baskets. You know, he would help me play basketball. And all this other like very sensual stuff. So basically it was fan fiction of a very early era.
Yeah, Briar would be like, close your eyes. Yeah. Imagine you're at Dave & Buster's.
I'm not even joking you. It was at Dave & Buster's. But that's because NSYNC one time like was just hanging out at our local Maryland Dave & Buster's. Uh-huh. Let's not even go there. Oh, let's not even go there.
The pain.
Basically, long story short, I had friends who were at a birthday party at Dave & Buster's, but they weren't really my friends, so I wasn't invited to the birthday party. And then the next day at school, they're like, Ashley, you wouldn't believe it. NSYNC was at Dave & Buster's yesterday. And I obviously freaked out because nobody called me to tell me this. And I was like, my mom would have driven me the hour. And they're like, we didn't think your mom would. I'm like, no, you don't even know my mom.
You don't know my mom.
You don't even know my mom. My mom is a cool mom.
Who doesn't talk about sex ever?
No, but she will drive me to see boy bands.
She'll drive and fly for boy bands.
I mean, you want to talk about humping your pillow?
I mean, I feel like everyone did it. I don't even think it's taboo.
Well, yeah, everybody definitely did it.
I don't think we even were conscious about what we were doing, but you would think about Leonardo DiCaprio looking at you from the top of the clock. And then you'd grab a pillow and you'd be on your way. And I think, and please, someone, if you did this, you please have to let me know. Because, I mean, Ashley and our best friend, Mort, we talk about it all the time. Like, we fucking did it. We did it with our pillow, but Mort did it, like, with her stuffed bunny, which is even weirder.
I feel like it could be a stuffed animal.
It could be anything, really. Anything to hold pressure. on your clitoris.
What? Stop!
But, like, I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Like, I did not realize what I was doing was sexual. I just felt good.
I did, but I pretended like I didn't know. but sometimes it wasn't even the person that I really had a crush on. Sometimes it would be like, if I liked Justin, which I was a Justin girl, sometimes I'd think of Nick Carter because it's like rebellious.
Okay, well, also, God, you're so bad. I can't wait till you actually have sex and see what your fetishes turn into. But it would not, it would just be like the slimier guys.
It would always be the slimy guys, Lauren. What is it with that? It would be the guys that made you feel uncomfortable, they didn't feel safe with.
Oh my God, like who? Someone was so weird. Oh my God, I need to think about it. I was like, if Ashley only knew.
Was it like James Vanderbeek?
Ew, no. Oh my goodness gracious. Who the fuck was it? Oh my God, I don't know. I don't remember. I have to look in my old Teen Beats. It was so weird.
Was it like Ikaika from the original O-Town?
Ooh. It was... it was on the Munchkin. It was the, you know what I'm talking about? The four boys. There were four boys. The
Element?
No. Oh my goodness. Ashley. It was like the Munch.
Oh, yes. The Moffitts.
The Moffitts! Yes.
Good job. I didn't know what they ever say.
The Moffitts. That was them. I'm looking them up right now.
So we're going to wrap this podcast up with the story of nostalgia that got too real. So when I was younger, my mom used to imagine me with Ashley Angel, you know, because I would imagine myself with Ashley Angel. But she'd be like, could you imagine getting mail addressed to you? And it'd be like to Ashley and Ashley Angel. And I thought that was just the coolest thing ever. We were really big O-Town fans and Making the Band fans. And so then flash forward, I don't know, like 9 years, Ashley Parker Angel. He was now going by Parker Angel.
Ashley Parker Angel.
Yeah, but on the show, he used to just go by Ashley Angel.
Right.
He was playing Link Larkin, my favorite character in Hairspray. And then he developed a crush on Lauren by the stage door. And long story short,
I had so much more muster and confidence as a 16-year-old.
I feel like he was your first fingering.
No.
No, that was your second?
My second fingering. Ew, it was like so rough. I'm like, are you an adult?
No, he was no. Like 22.
Really?
Yeah.
No fucking way. No fucking way.
Oh, no, you're right. He was 26.
Okay. Still. Okay.
That's, yeah, 25 or 26. That's still, which is still young. Pretty young.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. My mistake. I thought you'd be a little more master at fingering, but it wasn't.
Well, I got really jealous because he hooked up with Lauren and he didn't like me. And that was the only time we really had a fight in our lives.
She like left New York early. She's like, I'm out of here.
No, I wasn't. You left early. I just was excited to go back to school and like not have to see you and be in my own apartment.
Oh, okay. Too cool for me.
Yeah.
Well, that was our only fight.
Oh, my only dorm, my dormitory. Just really excited to go to my dorm. It was covered in posters. yeah, so I didn't talk to her for 48 hours. This is a long time.
Like, I was like, Ashley, I don't know what you want me to do. Say no thank you.
Yeah, and I was like, you should have said no thank
and
you.
And then he would have been like, all right, Ashley, your turn. And then, like, how would you feel?
Obviously, I wouldn't have wanted... yeah, back then, I was stupid enough to be like, okay, my turn.
Ew.
Yeah, I would have said my turn.
Your turn.
Your turn. Anyway,
Crystalia, everyone. Yeah. It's your turn. Watch the reindeer, whatever. There's so many things on there. Okay, anyways.
So funny. Blaine, you want to wrap this sucker up?
Okay.
So, thanks for joining us for our throwback podcast.
It was a mishmash, but you know, childhood's weird and you can't pinpoint those emotions or feelings. So that's what we just joined us for, our roller coaster of the identity emotions.
I think you're right. I
don't get it. Podcast.
And we're out.
Goodbye.
Do-do-do.